If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy it is to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll be glad to know that last Sunday, 700 people answered the roll call to study the Word of God in the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church. What a tremendous beginning for the second quarter of 1976. The first quarter was the very greatest in our church's history, and we praise the Lord for it. If you're listening today for the very first time, Worth Baptist Hour is now in its seventh year of broadcasting. We believe that the Word of God has the answer to the problems that face us as a nation, and that face you individually. In this bicentennial year, we here at Worth Baptist Church are praying that this will be America's year of revival. And somehow I'm convinced that unless America has revival in 1976, America may never have revival. I believe this is God's time. I believe this is America's opportunity. And we're calling on people literally all over the nation, all over the Metroplex and throughout the city of Fort Worth, to join with us in prayer that America would experience an old-fashioned revival during her bicentennial year. Why not join with us today, and let's have a great concerted effort of prayer that God would send an old-fashioned spiritual awakening to our great nation. This, we believe, is the answer to our survival. These are difficult days in which we live, and more than ever, we need the counsel and the wisdom of God. We need the Word of God and the power of God and the Spirit of God to guide us and direct us as a nation, as churches, as families, and as individuals. What about your plans for today? Have you included God in your plan? Is Jesus Christ in your thoughts today? Have you thought about attending Sunday school and church and honoring Christ? If you do not have a church home, or if you're looking for a place to serve God and to worship Him and to study together God's Word, we invite you and your family and friends to come and visit with us today at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. We're in the midst of a study in the book of the Revelation. We believe that's the book of the 20th century. And more than ever before, we believe God is speaking to the world through the book of the Revelation by the Holy Spirit. We invite you to come and join with us today as we study the book of the Revelation in our Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock. We have, as we've already said, a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The motto of the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church is this: teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday School to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. Our textbook, our only textbook, is the Bible, the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Bring the family today to the Sunday School hour at 10 o'clock. Our Sunday morning worship service is at 11, and our evening worship hour is at 7. Our midweek service is on Wednesday at 7:30. We would be happy to have you and your family visit with us in any or all of these services throughout this week. The objective of Worth Baptist Church is to build a strong New Testament church with Spirit-filled Christians whose outreach is to evangelize the city and the regions beyond. We have a very wonderful youth ministry, and we're looking forward to that ministry growing under the leadership of our youth director, Brother Tom Minnick. We have an outstanding musical ministry under the direction of Mr. Larry Oldham. We have a very wonderful outreach program in the city of City Evangelism, directed by Brother Tom Humphrey. Our assistant, Brother DeBoard, is administrating our Sunday school, and our Sunday school is growing every week. So we invite you to come and visit with us and see if you like us. See what it's like to be with us today in the services of Worth Baptist Church. I can assure you that you will find a warm welcome and a spiritual atmosphere in which to worship God. Around the world today, our missionaries are proclaiming the same gospel. We are now helping to support some 77 missionary families in more than 20 countries around the world. Would you like to be a part of a church that's reaching literally thousands of people all over the world with the gospel? Then we invite you to share with us today in the services of Worth Baptist Church. Remember our location, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We have this very special word of announcement concerning our Easter sunrise service. Next Sunday, on Easter Sunday at 6 o'clock, our sunrise service will be an area-wide sunrise service. Many people from across the city and across the Metroplex will be attending with us and sharing the good things of the Lord on Easter Sunday at 6 o'clock, our Easter sunrise service. This service will be held at our new property, our 14-acre tract, that is on Campus Drive at Loop 820. It is immediately across from the South Campus of the Tarrant County Junior College, and it joins the properties of the Fort Worth State School. It would be our joy to have you and your family and all of your friends come with us and share the Easter sunrise service on Easter Sunday morning, that's 1 week from today, at 6 o'clock on the new properties at Campus Drive and Loop 820. We'd be happy to have you and your family join with us for that special hour. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. If you would like to have a cassette tape of today's message, you may have it by writing and requesting it this week. Simply write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. We shall look forward to hearing from you by mail this week, and we shall look forward to greeting many of you in the services of Worth Baptist Church today at 3309 Wilbarger Street here in Fort Worth. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, A Vision of God. We shall read from the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 6 at verse 1. But before we read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for the medium of radio to broadcast the good news of Jesus Christ and His gospel. It is our prayer today that as the broadcast fills the air, many hearts might be blessed by it. We pray for our senior citizens, those in the rest homes, those who are in the hospitals, or perhaps in a hotel or motel or their place of business, or driving across the city in their car, or down the highway in the truck, or right in the privacy of their own home, perhaps some even walking along the road with the little transistor radio. Dear God, I pray that You'd bless them today. Bless every listener. Get glory for Thy name. Save the lost. Reclaim the backslider. And may we all have a new and renewed vision of Thy goodness, Thy greatness, and Thy glory. And our Father, we pray for our nation today. We pray that in the bicentennial year we might experience a true revival. Bless our president. Bless all the congressmen, our governors and mayors. I pray that great revival would sweep America before it is too late. And then, Father, we ask, if it could be Thy will, that the revival might begin in our own city, where the gospel is proclaimed. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in Jesus' name, and for Jesus' sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, at verse 1, we read, In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. What a vision of the glory of God! Isaiah was a great man. In fact, he's been called the greatest man of the 8th century B.C. During the time he was carrying on this great ministry, he wrote much about Jesus Christ. His call came in the year 740 B.C. It was in the year that King Uzziah, who had reigned for 50 years, died. It was not until his death that Isaiah saw the Lord. I notice two thrones in the text. First, there's the earthly throne, and the earthly throne is vacant. King Uzziah is dead. Then there's the heavenly throne, and the heavenly throne is occupied. God is still on his throne. He will take care of his own. His promises are true. He will see you right through, for God is still on his throne. There is no comparison between just a king and the king of the universe. Uzziah was a king, just another king. Jesus Christ is the king. In fact, the Bible says he is King of kings and Lord of lords. The temple in which Isaiah saw this great vision was sparkling with the glory of God. Solomon's temple, the great edifice, the great sanctuary, the house of prayer, and the glory of God did fill that place. And remember that one seraphim cried to another three times, Holy, holy, holy. This, my friend, speaks of the Trinity, the thrice holy God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. When Isaiah saw his vision of God, something happened in his heart. He responded by saying, Woe is me, I am unclean, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Then Isaiah experienced something wonderful from the Lord. The Bible tells us that the angel came and took the coals of fire from off the altar and touched his lips and cleansed him and purged him from his sin. Then Isaiah surrendered his will to God's will. Isaiah surrendered his way to God's way. Isaiah said in answer to God's question, Whom shall I send? Isaiah answered, Here am I, send me. My friend, God is speaking to you today through this message and through this messenger. God wants you to yield. God wants you to surrender. God wants you to give your life to Him. Jesus Christ has given His life for you. He died on the cross in your behalf. He died to wash away your sins. He has already given Himself to you. And now God is calling you to give yourself to Him. I trust that you'll see in your mind's eye and with the eye of faith a new vision of what God is and of who God is and of what God can do for you. We also read in the Bible where other men had visions of God. For example, Job. Job had a vision of God, and when he saw the beauty and the majestic glory of God, he said, I hate myself, and I repent in dust and ashes. Ezekiel saw God in chapter 1 of his prophecy, and he fell upon his face. Daniel in chapter 10, after 3 weeks of praying and fasting, had a vision of the greatness and the glory and the might of God, and Daniel fell in deep sleep upon his face to the earth. Joshua, back in chapter 5, had a vision of the captain of the Lord's host, the pre-incarnate Christ, and he fell down and worshipped him. John on the Isle of Patmos, according to Revelation chapter 1, saw the majestic glory of Jesus Christ, and he fell down as a dead man at his feet. The Apostle Paul had an experience on the road to Damascus, and he saw the glory and the majesty of Jesus Christ, and he was smitten with blindness for 3 days. Let me ask you a question. By faith, have you seen the glory of God? Have you seen Jesus Christ? There are 3 things about God that I believe you need to see by the eye of faith today. Let me share these 3 things with you. First, you need to see the excellent glory of God. Who can speak of the glory of God? Who can describe or define or measure God's glory? There are 2 things that we would note about God's glory. First, that the glory of God illuminates heaven. We read in the book of the Revelation, chapter 21, at verse 23, "And the city had no need of the sun nor of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it." God's glory is lighting and illuminating heaven today. But that's not all of it. One day, the glory of God will cover the earth. We read in Habakkuk chapter 2 at verse 14 that the knowledge of the glory of God shall one day cover the earth like the waters cover the sea. What a day that's going to be when Jesus Christ rules over all the earth in His wonderful kingdom, a kingdom of righteousness, a kingdom of peace and prosperity and happiness and joy. In that great day, when Christ is upon the earth, the glory of God shall cover the entire globe. Then one day, my friend, as believers, as Christians, we are going to share this glory of God. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, in his discourse on the resurrection, that the body is sown in weakness, but it shall be raised in power. Paul says it is sown in dishonor, it shall be raised in glory. He goes on to say that as we have borne the image of the earthy, that is the image of Adam, one day we shall bear the image of the heavenly, that is the image of Jesus Christ. My friend, do you have hope that one day you will be like Jesus Christ? Do you have the hope of the resurrection? Do you have the hope of the glory of God in heaven? If not, I pray that right now, by your radio, you will open your heart and let Jesus Christ come in. And right now, you can, by the eye of faith, envision the excellent glory of our God. In the second place, you need to see the excellent greatness of God. The psalmist said in Psalm 48:1, "Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, all the earth." Once upon a time, the Queen of Sheba made a visit to King Solomon in Jerusalem. She said to Solomon, "I have heard about your glory. I have heard about your majesty, your might, your power, your wisdom, your wealth. But now that I've seen it with mine own eye, the half was never told me." Then one day, Jesus Christ said to a group of people, "A greater than Solomon is here." My friend, Jesus Christ is far greater than Solomon. Solomon had wisdom, but Jesus Christ has all wisdom. Solomon had wealth, but Jesus Christ owns all the earth and all of heaven. Solomon did many great and mighty works, but Jesus Christ did the works of God, coming to die on the cross for our sins. Solomon had power, but Jesus Christ has all power. Solomon was a great preacher, but there never lived a greater preacher than Jesus Christ, who preached the kingdom of God. Solomon had a tremendous, highly exalted position He was the king of the great nation of Israel. But my friend, Jesus Christ will one day occupy the throne that shall rule not only over Israel, but over all the earth. Greater in every measure is Jesus Christ, our Savior. Have you seen His excellent greatness by the eye of faith? If not, I pray God will enable you to see Him today in all of His greatness. Then in the third place, you need to see the excellent goodness of God. Psalm 27:13 says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In Psalm 100, it is written, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. My friend, the goodness of God is far beyond our measurement. We cannot begin to measure how good God really is. Hasn't God been good to you, my friend? Hasn't God brought you to the place that you are today? My friend, I hope that through the eye of faith that you'll see Him. Even as the poet said, mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is tramping out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of His terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. I have seen Him in the watchfires of 100 circling camps. They have builded Him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read His righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on. I have read a fiery gospel writ in burnished rows of steel. As ye deal with my contemners, so with you my grace shall deal. Let the hero born of woman crush the serpent with his heel, since God is marching on. He is coming like the glory of the morning on the wave. He is wisdom to the mighty. He is honor to the brave. So the world shall be His footstool, and the soul of wrong His slave. Our God is marching on. Do you see Him today, my friend, by the eye of faith? I trust that you do, in all of His goodness, in all of His greatness, in all of His glory. God is standing, as it were, today to do something for you. I trust even now by your radio, wherever you are, you'll simply exercise faith in Jesus Christ. Bow by your radio right now. Pray the sinner's prayer. God be merciful to me, a sinner. Open the eyes of your faith and see Jesus Christ in this hour. I have this footnote and I shall be through. Once you have seen Him in all of His excellent glory, His excellent greatness, and His excellent goodness, your life will never be the same. May I remind you as we leave the broadcast, we shall be looking forward to your visit to Worth Baptist Church today. Remember, we're located at 3309. Wilbarger Street, here in Fort Worth. And until next Lord's Day by radio, at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And, as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.